Conversation 2.
Hi, Tim. Are you doing some last-minute shopping before the weekend?
Actually, I'm looking for supplies to put together 72-hour kits for my family.
What's that?
Basically, a 72-hour kit contains emergency supplies you would need to sustain yourself for 3 days in case of an emergency.
So, what do you keep in it?
Well, you should have enough food and water to last you 3 days. And you might want to pack a basic water filler in case your only water source turns out to be a pool of bug-infested water.
Ugh!
As for food, you should keep it simple. Food that requires little or even no preparation and that doesn't spoil.
That makes sense.
Then, you have to decide on the type of shelter you might need. You might have to evacuate to a shelter, possibly with hundreds or thousands of other people.
That doesn't sound very fun. Everyone packed together like sardines in a can.
I always pack a sleeping bag or small, lightweight tent in the event that I have to survive on the street or in a park.
Wow! What about money? I have a credit card.
That will help, but you'd better be prepared with coins and cash. And having small bills is a must.
So, what do you do to communicate with other family members in case you get separated?
I always pack two-way radios to communicate with the group. You can never depend on cell phones. Plus, you should decide on a meeting point in case your family gets separated.
Well, that sounds like a detailed plan.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 22.
What does the man want to buy?
What does the man say about food?
24.
What does the woman think of an emergency shelter?
25.
What should be relied on in communication with the group according to the man?